The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Megillah has been dedicated by our good friend Mr. Stephen and his wife Gila Israel, a charter member of our Daf Yomi Shi'ud, for the Hatzlacha of both sets of parents. And of course, their dear children. Hashem Yishmerem V'Hayim. And Be'ezrat Hashem, they should have continued success. Haslacha V'Harvacha V'Chol Ma'aseh Yedehem. This Masechet also has been dedicated by Stephen and his wife Le'ilu Nishmat Adel Bat Rosa and Le'ilu Nishmat Sarah Bat Adel. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden Hen V'chol Benot Israel Ashokvot Ammahen V'chol Rahamim V'Selichot V'Nomar Amen. Daf Yud Zayin. Today's daf is being studied Le'ilu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden Amen. We begin today's daf on Ted Zayin Amud Bet, right in the bottom, two lines from the bottom of the daf. Amar Rabba. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Gadol Talmud Torah Yoter Mikibud Av Va'em. Greater is the study of Torah, even greater than respecting one's father and mother. Shekol Otam Shanim Shayeh Yaakov Avinu Bebet Ever. All the years that Yaakov Avinu studied in the yeshiva of Ever, Lo Ne'ainash, he did not get punished. Now she explains to us that when he left to go to Lavan's house, so he stopped off and he went to the house of Shem Ve'Eved, the Beit Midrash of Shem Ve'Eved. He made a stop there for 14 years. And we know that Yaakov Abinu did get punished for the years that he was away from his parents. The Gemara is going to give you a detailed calculation that altogether the years that he was away from his parents was 22 years. Mm-hmm. Now that's, and he got punished how? Because he wasn't by his parents for 22 years. That he didn't he couldn't respect him because he wasn't there. So Borei Olam arranged that Yosef, his son, would be taken away from him also for that exact amount of time. Midah keneged midah. We're going to see through this long calculation over here that it's really 36 years that he was away from his parents. And we're going to calculate that the 14 years that he was in Shem Ve'Eved obviously is not counted. Which means, there you're allowed to be in the yeshiva. You know, you're not going to be held responsible. You didn't respect your parents when you were studying in the yeshiva. But the years that you're in Lavan's house, that already he's held accountable. The Maharsha asks right away, what are you talking? He was in Lavan's house. He was allowed to be in Lavan's house. That was his parents told him to go to Lavan's house. So why should he get punished for 22 years later on for doing what his parents told him to do? So there's an interesting answer that the Imre Noam says. The Imre Noam says, in the name of the Rime Paris, that after the 14 years that he was in Shem Ve'Eved, Yaakov, I mean who that is, Nitkarera Dato Shel Esav calmed down, meaning his anger subsided. V'rivka imo shalha et devora menikta aharav lebet lavan lavi oto. And Rivka sent to Lavan a message to Devorah the Minekit, come home. And Yaakov didn't come home, he stayed. So therefore, already he was held responsible even for the years that he was in Lavan's house, which is a fascinating, fascinating answer. One question the Maharsha also points out over here, that over here it's called Bet Eved. Normally we call the yeshiva Yeshivat Shem Ve'Eved. So he says, "Umash is kiro kan bet ha'ever velo Shem Ve'Eved, if he says Shem met kebar, kishi Yaakov aya ben 50 shana." Already when Yaakov was already 50, he already died. Yaakov Avinu gets the Shem Ve'Eved at 63. So therefore Shem wasn't around, so they called it Yeshivat Ve'Eved. And now the Gemara is going to give us the detailed calculation. The Gemara says, "De Amar Mor." We have a statement. Lama nimnu shenotav shel Yishmael, which means, why does the Torah give us the years of Yishmael? That she says, "Malanu lemnot shenot ha-reshaim." What do you have to calculate the years of the reshaim for? Kedel liyaches b'hem shenotav shel Yaakov. From knowing how old Yishmael was, we're able to calculate exactly the years of Yaakov Aminu. Tichtiv ve'ele shenehaye Yishmael me'at shana u'shloshim shana v'sheva ha-shanim. We know Yishmael lived a year life of 137 years. Kama kashish Yishmael mi Yitzhak? How many years was Yishmael older than Yitzhak? Arbisar shenin, 14 years. Dichtiv Avram ben Shemunim shana v'shesh shanim beledet hagar et Yishmael leAvram. Okay, Avraham was 86 years old when he had Yishmael. Uchtiv Avraham ben me'at shana bevaled lo et Yitzhak beno. He was 100 years old when he had Yitzhak. So there's a 14-year span between Yishmael and Yitzhak beno. Uchtiv v'Yitzhak ben 60 shana beledet otam. Now we know Yitzhak had Yaakov and Esav when he was 60. That means, how old was Yishmael at that time? 74. So it says, Bar kama hava Yishmael kidichiri Yaakov. How old was Yishmael when Yaakov was born? Bar shiv'im v'arba. So he was 74 years old. Kama paishan mishaneh. So how many years did Yishmael have left his life, knowing that he died at 137? And we know that when Yaakov Yinu was born, he was 74. So Gemara says, shitin utlat. 63 years left Ishmael's life. Utna v'tanya haya Yaakov Avinu b'sha'at shenibarech me'aviv ben 63 shana. We know that Yaakov Avinu was 63 years old when he got the berachot from his father. Ubo b'perek met Ishmael. And at that time, Ishmael died. So exactly the year when Yaakov was 63, and he got the berachot from his father, that's exactly when Yishmael died. Dichtiv, Bayar Esav, Kiberach, right after Esav saw the blessings that went to Yaakov, what did he do? Bayelech Esav al Yishmael, he went to Yishmael, Bayikahad Mahalat bat Yishmael, he married Mahalat, the daughter of Yishmael, Achot Nebayot, who was the sister of Nevayot. Nevayot was Mahalat's brother. So the Gemara says, Mimashma Shneimat Bat Yishmael, any Yodeh Shei Achot Nevayot? Well, you have to tell me the daughter of Yishmael, the sister of Nevayot. I know, if you tell me the daughter of Yishmael, that's the sister of Nevayot. Melamed Shekidesha Yishmael Umet. Meaning Yishmael made the Kiddushin with Esav and then he died. Vesia Nevayot Achiha. And then Nevayot, her brother, finished and consummated the marriage for Mahalat. So you see what? That was right after the blessings were given. So that means Esav, Yaakov Abinu was 63 years old at the time that he received the Berakot when Yishmael died. Comes the Rashi. All right, let's just continue for a second. Shitin utlat. So you have 63 of Yaakov, right? V'arbisar ad mityelid Yosef. That's another 14 years until Yosef was born. Because they make the calculation that Yosef was born after Yaakov fulfilled his term of working for Lavan. His term originally was 7 years, then an additional 7 years. And from the Pesukim that she brings down, we learn that Yosef was born after the term of 14 years was up, and then Yaakov stayed an additional 6 years in order to now make profit, in order to get his wages. So it says, Ha Shiv'in v'shiv'a. So that makes him 77. Now keep in mind, these numbers now are not accurate, as we're going to see the Maskarat Gemara. Up to 63, it's accurate. He did not have Yosef at 77. Okay? We're missing the 14 years that he went to Shem Ve'ever. So the Gemara methodically is trying to show us that there's a 14 years missing somewhere in this story. So it's giving us the wrong calculation for us to prove you that there's a 14-year gap. So now he's 77, he had his sons, right? Uchtiv. Now, v'Yosef in Shilushim Shana be'omdo lefte Paro. Now we know Yosef was 30 years old and became the viceroy to Paro. So that puts Yaakov Abinu at 107. He had him at 77, 30 years later. Ha me'ah v'sheva. Now, shav de sab'a, calculate the 7 years of plenty in Egypt. V'tarte de chafna, plus the 2 years of famine, ha me'ah v'shitzar. That puts Yaakov Abinu at 116. Then 107 he was, plus 9, 7 and 2, 7 years of plenty, 2 years of famine. That's 116. Uchtiv. Now Yaakov went out to Egypt after that. And what did Paro tell him? Vayomer Paro el Yaakov, kama yemeshin hayecha? He tells him, how old are you? Vayomer Yaakov el Paro, yemeshin megurai shiloshim umat shana. He tells him, 130. He says, hold it. According to our calculations, he's only 116. So there's a 14-year gap. So the Gemara says, Me'av v'shitzar avyan. He was only 116 according to our calculations. El ha'shma minna, 14 shenin dava v'bet ha'ever, lo hashiv lehu. Must be that those 14 years, nice, the Torah is not counting. The Tanya, we have a braita. V'tanya. Haya Yaakov bet Ever Mutman. He was literally buried in the yeshiva. Arba Esre Shana. Ever met, now ever died, le'ahar sherad Yaakov binu le'aram na'araim shtei shanim. Which means after Yaakov was already 2 years by Lavan's house, that's when ever died. That means if Yaakov went to Shem Ve'ever at 63 years old, and he stayed there for 14 years until he was 77, so then he went to Lavan's house, so when Yaakov was 79 years old, that's when ever died. Now, yatsa misham ubalo le'aram na'araim. Yatsa misham ubalo le'aram. Okay, nimsa kesha'amad ala be'er, comes out when he got to the be'er, which was 2 years earlier. Ben shivim v'sheva shana. He was 77 years old, right? Because Eber died when he was 79, 2 years into Lavan's.
75 in the Bach. Ein he. Are you right?
When he came to Aram, let's continue for a second. Because according to our calculation, we understand it. According to our calculation, again, met la hachala akovinu la ram naraim, shteshanim, or vidrashi. Yatsa misham, ubalo la ram naraim, nevsek shavala be'ed, bitcherim v'sheva shanim. He was 77 at the well. Umina, okay, so that, let's catch up in the Nashis now for a second. Let's start with Tap Rashi, that Yahiz Mahem Shinotav Shel Yaakov. Tap Rashi on the Amud. Al Yedem Minyan Shinot Yishmael, from the calculation of the years of Yishmael, Anu Lemedim Be'ezeh Perik Mishnot Yaakov, Avru Alav Kol HaKorot VeHamotzot Otom Mehen Anu Lemedim, which means we can calculate all the events of Yaakovinu's life, exactly how old he was. Shishimesh Bebet HaEver Yudal Shana, and we know he served in Ever for some 14 years. Ketzal Avraham Ben Pevav Shalak Yishon Yishmael. He was 86 when he had Yishmael. Shunolad Yitzhak Haya Ben Me'a Shana. Hare Ayu Yishmael Yudal Shana. V'Yitzhak Kadam Yaakov Shishim Shana. Yitzhak was 60 years old when he had Yaakov. Harel Yishmael Ayin Dalet. That means Yishmael already was 74. How many years were left in Yishmael's life? 763. So very good to calculate. When Yaakov Avinu was 63 years old, that's exactly when Yishmael died. We know that he was 63 years old when he got the Berachot. That's when it says Nevayot married off Mahala to Ishmael. מלמד שקדשה ישמעאל אביה עומד בשיא הנביאות אחיה. ו-14 שנה היה יעקב בבית לבן עד יליד יוסף. Now we know that he was in 14 years in advance as before Yosef was born. תכתיב, אבטיך 14 שנה בשתי בנותיך. She says, I worked for you 14 years for your two daughters. וכשנולד יוסף, שלמו שני עבדות. Abanot, which means that already the service that he committed to work for his daughters was already complete after the Yosef was born. Yosef, and then it says he went to his father and said, "I worked for you for 14 years. Now I want to get paid." Then he worked for the sheep, you know, to get paid. Hare ben Ayin Zayin Ayah Yaakov Kishnolad Yosef. So that makes Yaakov Abinu ben Ayin Zayin 77. Again, that's not the right calculation. Again, keep that in mind. We're not factoring in the 14 years of Shem Ve'ever. Ayin Zayin Yaakov Kishnolad Yosef. Uchtiv. V'Yosef ben Shlishim Shana Bavdol Fnei Paron. Nimsa Yaakov ben Me'a V'Sheva Shanim Kishay Yosef ben Shlishim Shana. So Yaakov was 107 when Yosef was 30. Minishtar Yaakov Nishem Ben Kenan Shelo Yerad Lebesav. And he stayed in Kenan until that point. Then Shiva de Sava, 7 years of plenty, Vitrein de Chafna, and 2 years of famine. Tichtiv, Kizesh, Nataimara, Bekerevaris. Hare ben Kuf Kudva, Vaya Yaakov, Kishad de Mislaim. He was 116 when he came out to Mislaim. Ukra Ketiv, Shiloshimumachana, but the Pasuk puts him at 130, Nimsa, Mishinasa, Bet Abiv, Achibalebet Lavan, Arba Asar, Votana Shinim, Yabibet Aver, Velo Hashiv, Logar Sinanaka. Which means we don't go rest those words over here because we're not discussing yet whether we calculate them or not. We're just giving the dates. Then we'll see exactly if he got punished for them for the kibud avayim or not. Now, Eved met lahar yiridatot shel Yaakov la'aram na'araim ubal lebet laban va'amad shem shtei shanim. After Yaakov was there already for 2 years, in Lavan's house, that's when Eber died. So that she says clearly that he must have died, Eber, when Yaakov was 79 years old. 2 years after he came to Lavan's house. When you calculate the 14 years of Shem Ve'Eber, so that means that puts Eber's death at 79 years old. Yatsa Yaakov bet Eber shtesh shanim lefne mitato shel Eber. That means he left the yeshiva 2 years before Eber died. Nimsa kishamad hakigar sinan. Okay. Now the Gemara says uminala delo mi'anash. How do you know he didn't get punished for those years? Titania, Nimsa Yosef, Shepiresh Mabiv, Asim Mushtaim Shana, Keshem Shepiresh Yaakov Abinu Mabiv, the Yaakov Tatim, I'm sorry, Keshem Shepiresh Yaakov Abinu Mabiv. So just like Yaakov was away from his father for 22 years, so too Bura punished Yaakov that his son would be away from him for 22 years. So the Gemara says, the Yaakov Taltin Vishitavian. What do you mean? He was away from his father 36 years. Right. It's 22 plus the 14 that he was in. Shem Be'Eved. Ela, the Gemara concludes, Shma Mina Arbisada Ve'Eved Be'Eved Lo Hashivlu. That's the bottom line calculation. He didn't get punished for those 14 years. Now what do we prove from here? Gadol Ki Tamut Torah Yoter Mikibud Abba. Now let's read the Rashi. Nimsa kashamad. Hachi garsina binalad delo einash. I didn't know he didn't get punished for those years. Netanya nimsa Yosef kishpiresh me'aviv shelo ra'ahu 22 shana. Kederek shpiresh Yaakov bet aviv shelo kibdo nitabel al Yosef kapet shana. Kesad Yosef ben 17 shana haya. Yosef, now we're going to give you the calculation. How do we know Yosef was away from his father for 22 years? Well, he left his father when he was 17. Kishpiresh me'aviv ukshimalach al mislam haya ben 30 shana. He became the king at 30, that's 13 years. Mm-hmm. Another 9, 7 of years of plenty and 2 of years of famine. 13 and 9 is 22. Then Yaakov came down to Egypt. Yosef was hidden from his father. Now we have to calculate where was the extra 2 years, because he only spent 20 years in Bet Lavan. So the Chavra, why should he get punished for 22 years of Yosef not being there if he only spent 20 years in Bet Lavan? 7, 7, and 6. That's the Gemara's next question. The Gemara says, Sof, the Bet Lavan, Asim Sheni Navyan. Bet Lavan was only 20 years. So why should it be a 22-year punishment? Because he delayed. He didn't go straight home from Lavan's house. He delayed on the road. A road an additional 2 years. Tetanya yatsa maram naraim ubalo lesukot ve'asar sham shmona asar chodesh. He spent 18 months over there. Shene emar ve'Yaakov nasa sukot ve'ibin no bayit ulmikneu asar sukot. So therefore, it says he made a bayit and he made sukot. Now sukot is plural. Sukot is during the summer months. He made Sukkot. Now it's mashma bayit he built in the winter months, because the bayit need a insulation. So if the seasons are 6 months and 6 months, so he built the bayit for 6 months, and then he had Sukkot, plural, for 2 seasons. So it could be he got there in the summer, that was 6 months of Sukkah, then he built the bayit for the winter, then he stayed the next summer and built another Sukkah, so that's 18 months. So how do you get 2 years still? That's only 18 months. Again, he built 2 Sukkot and 1 bayit. That means it was 2 summers and 1 winter. So that's 18 months. The Gemara says, but then he went to Bet El for an additional 6 months, and over there he brought the Korban. So that takes you to an additional 2 years. So therefore, since he didn't go straight off, so he got punished for being away from his parents for 22 years. That's why Yosef was away from him also for the same amount of time. We read Rashi, El Ashwam, Yudal, the Bet Ayyavid, Lu Ashivdu, the Lu Ainashallah, he didn't get punished for them. Yache, but Shira, what do you mean? It's less. The end can El Ashim, the Bet Lavan. You only have 22 years of Lavan. On the way home to come to Yitzhak, even though by it, he built a house for the winter, and he built 2 Sukkot for 2 seasons. It's 2 seasons of the summer. So you see over here that what? That indeed the Kibud HaVaim was waived because of his learning in Shem Ve'Eved. Adran Alach Megillah Nikret. And now, Hashem, we begin the second perek of Masechet Megillah. Hakore et Megillah lemafreya. The person reads the Megillah lemafreya, means out of order. Lo yatsa. He is not yotzei yedei chovato. Kira'ah al peh. If he reads the Megillah by heart, kira'ah targum, or he reads, let's say, the Megillah in, let's say, Aramaic, or bechol lashon, or he reads in any other language, lo yatsa aval, korin ota lelo azut belaz. But you can read it to a foreigner in a foreign language. The Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. We have a contradiction. You just told me that if you read it in any language, lo yatsa. Then you tell me, but if you read it to a foreigner in a foreign language, yatsa. Now make up your mind. And a foreigner that heard it in Hebrew, in Ashur HaKodesh, that's a universal language. If the foreigner, even if he doesn't understand it, he heard it in Ashurit, he is Yotzei. Kedahas Sirugin. Sirugin means he stops and goes. He reads a little, then he pauses, and he continues, and he pauses. He doesn't read it straight. That's Sirugin. Umet Namnem, let's say he read the Megillah when he was dozing off. Yatsa. Haya Kotva. Let's say he was writing a Megillah, and as he's writing it, he's saying the words. Vayhi, and he writes it, Bimeh, Hashverosh. Dorsha. Oh, he's giving a Dirasha on Megillah Tester. And as he's giving Dirasha, he's quoting the Pesukim. Umagiha, or he's correcting. He's a Sofer, he's correcting a Megillah Tester. And as he's correcting it, he's saying the words, in kiven libo, if he had kavanah to be yotze when he was doing these things, yatza v'im lav, lo yatza, but if not have kavanah, he is not yotze. Hayta ketuva besam, besikra, b'kumos, b'kankantum. These are all different types of inks. If the Megillah was written on any of these types of inks, or alaniyar v'alniftera, that's a different type of papers, lo yatza. The Megillah is not kashira ashtei ketuva ashuri. It has to be written with the Hebrew fonts called Ketav Ashuri ala sefer on cloth ubidiyo with the special black ink. The Gemara will explain to us what all those other inks are and what exactly diftera is as well. Comes the Gemara and says, minane mile. How do I know that lemafreya lo yatsa? I mean, how do I know if a person reads the Megillah out of order, he's not yotzei yedei chova. Amar avada amar kera kichtavam vechizmanam. And you got this there. It says kichtavam, like they're written and like their times. Maz manam lemafreya lo, af ketavam lemafreya lo. Just like you can't have times out of order, between the 14th comes before the 15th. Can the 15th come before the 14th? Of course not. Just like zmanam cannot be lemafreya, so to ketavam, which is the writing of the Megillah, also cannot be lemafreya. Has to be in order. So the Gemara says, midi kiriya ketiva hacha? Sold it. Does it say over here in that pasuk anything about the reading of the Megillah? Asiya ketiva. That pasuk is talking about the mitzvot of Purim that are active, not reading. Dichtiv liyot osim et shnei yimim ha'ele kichtabam b'chizmanam, as it's written and according to its times. So how do you know over here a law of Megillah on a pasuk that's talking about the asiya of Purim, which is the mitzvot of Purim? Reading of Megillah is a kiriya. Ela me'acha. Dichtiv ha'yimim ha'ele nizkarim v'na'asim. We have a hekesh. It says these days will be nizkar, remember, that's through Megillah, and performed. It keeps sechira la'asiyah. The Gemara makes a hekesh between the remembering, meaning the reading of the Megillah, and the actions. Ma asiyah l'mafrei alo. Just like the actions cannot be done retroactively, meaning it's done, the mitzvot on the 14th, done on the 14th, the mitzvot on the 15th, done on the 15th. It's going to the order. Av sechira l'mafrei alo. So too, when you read the Megillah, it has to be read in the proper order. You can't read it out of order. It's like zimanam follow order. The dates cannot be reversed. You can't put the 15 before the 14. This is impossible. So to Zechira, when you read the Megillah, also to be done in the order. Tana, we have a Beraita, Vechen, Behalel, Vechen, Bekirat Shema, Betefillah. The same law applies when it comes to the recitation of the Halel. When you read the Kiryat Shema and the Amidah, there also has to be done in order. And if you read it out of order, lo yatsa. Halel minalah. And how do you know that Halel has to be read in order? Rabba Amar. Dichtiv. Memizrach shemesh ad mebo'o. And the pasuk ends, mehulal shem Hashem. Which is, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu like the cycle of the sun. The cycle of the sun follows a pattern. Memizrach shemesh, it starts off in the east and sets in the west. And therefore, just like the sun follows the order, kach mehulal shem Hashem. So when I praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to follow a certain order. That's what we learn. You cannot read that lel, the mafreya. Kibara gives another proof. Rav Yosef Amar, zeh yom asa Hashem. And the end of the pasuk says, nagila v'sbeha bo. When we praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so we praise him like the day. Just like the day follows a certain order, the hours go in succession, and I go out of order, so too the halil is like the yom, meaning it has to be done in the order. Rav Yamar, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach. Let the name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu be blessed. Now Yehi means like it is, as it is, meaning in the order that the Halil is written. When the Pasuk says Yishem Hashem Murach, the name of God the Exalted, meaning from now to the end of the world. Now, from now to the end of the world is following an order. You're not going out of order. So therefore, talking about Tav Adolam is an order, so to the Halil has to be an order as well. Kiryat Shema. How do you know that Kiryat Shema has to be read in order? And the Mafrei Elo Yatzah Detanya, Kiryat Shema Kichtaba, Devrei Rabbi, Nachamim Omrim Bechol Lashon. We have a great machloket over here. According to Rabbi, he says Kiryat Shema must be written and read in Lashon HaKodesh. It cannot be written in another language. However, Hakamim say no, Kiryat Shema can be read in any language you like. So that Gemara analyzes, my Tamad Rabbi, what's the reason why Rabbi said that Kiryat Shema can only be read in Lashon HaKodesh? Amar Kira Vehayu Be'avayatanyu. It says Be'ayu Adibri Ma'ela, as they are. Be'avayatanyu. Just like they were given in Lashon HaKodesh, so therefore, they have to be read in Lashon HaKodesh. V'Rabbanan, my Tamad, what's the reason why the rabbi say can we Kiryat Shema in any language? My Tamad Kira Shema. Listen, Israel. Any language that you understand, that you hear, so you can read the Kiryat Shema. So therefore, the rabbis learn from the word Shema, teaches you Bechol Lashon, whereas the B learns from the word Ve'ayu, to teach me Dafka, the way it is. What does the B do with the word Shema? That's much you can do with Bechol Lashon. From here he learns the law that you have to let your ears hear what's coming out of your mouth. Meaning you have to read the Kiryat Shema aloud that your ears can hear it. Meaning Shema Yisrael, you have to hear it. But the word of the rabbis hold, they use the word Shema to teach me any language. How do they know the law of they have to say the Kiryat Shema out loud? They all like the opinion that says if you didn't say the Kiryat Shema out loud, it's not Ma'akiv. Therefore, they don't use the word Shema. What do the rabbis do with the word value? That's Mashma has to be as it is, meaning in. That's what I call this. Here's the proof. So we've proved positive that Shema Yisrael cannot be read in Mafreya according to Shitat Rabbanan from the Pasuk of Ve'ayu. How does a bee know that you can't read Shema Mafreya? So the extra hair comes and tells me as it is. Rabbis did not do this extra hair, therefore they learned it from Ve'ayu. So now we have a famous Machloket in Shas. When the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, what language is it given it, was it given it to be read in? So one opinion says it was given to Afghan with Lashon HaKodesh. Another opinion says the whole Torah was given to be read in any language. So the Gemara wants to say that this machloket, when the Torah was given in Dafka Lashon HaKodesh or in any language, is really dependent on this machlok between Rabbi and Rabbanan by Kiryat Shema. The Gemara says like this: Le'ema kasama Rabbi. Let us say that Rabbi is the one that holds Kol HaTorah Kola Bechol Lashon Ne'emara, that the rest of the Torah was given to be read over in any language. The Isa Kadadak Lashon HaKodesh Ne'emara. Because if you tell me the whole Torah was given over to be read in Lashon HaKodesh, Lama li lemichtav behayu? Why would I need value? The whole Torah has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. Why would I have to go out of the Torah and tell me value that Dafka Kiryat Shema has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh? Ela must be held that what? That the rest of the Torah can be done in Lashon HaKodesh. That's why you need a pasuk of value to tell me the Kiryat Shema is the exception. That has to be Dafka in Lashon HaKodesh. Kamala says, no, it's Tariq. Sankadatak Shema Kerabbanan. Which really, I'll tell you the whole Torah, I can tell you according to the B, was given Dafka in Lashon HaKodesh. So why would you need a special pasuk of value by Shema? Everything is by Shema Kodesh. No, because you might have misdoreshed the word Shema, like the rabbis that say Shema is Bechol Lashon. So you don't make the mistake of Shema Bechol Lashon, I need the Vehayu to tell me this is like everything else. That it's Dafka B'Lashon HaKodesh. Now the Gemara goes the other way. Lema Kasari Rabbanan Kula Torah B'Lashon HaKodesh. The Emara. Let us say that the rabbis must hold that the whole Torah was given by Lashon HaKodesh. Why? If you tell me the whole Torah was given to be then, to be read in Bechol Lashon, why do you have to tell me Shema? It's like the rest of the Torah. So the Gemara says, which means, according to the Banan, they must hold, the Gemara once said, the Torah was Dafka given by Lashon HaKodesh. And that's why you have a special pasuk to come and tell me that when it comes to Shema, it can be done Bechol Lashon. But if you tell me the whole Torah was given Bechol Lashon, so what do I need to supposed to tell me Shema, that Kiryat Shema is not Bechol Lashon, the whole Torah is not Bechol Lashon. It's Tariq, the Gemara says. Salka Dadak Amina Ve'ayu Kerabi. So I would have thought the opposite. I would have said, it says Shema, that it's Bechol Lashon, but it says Ve'ayu. So therefore, if it would have just said, I can really tell the whole Torah was given dafka bechol lashon, bechol lashon. And Shema teaches me also. What did you Shema for? The whole Torah is Bechol Lashon. Because I would have thought Vayu to teach me like a banan that say that, like a bee that says Dafka. But Lashon HaKodesh, that's what I have to say. Shema. That the Kiryas was not different than the rest of the Torah. So you cannot hinge this Mahlok between the bee and the banan on the Mahlok of what the Torah was given in to be read in any language or not. Tefillah. How do you know when it comes to Tefillah that it cannot be read out of order? Yes, that is the Amidah. Now let's just read Taptos for a second. What does this mean? Kol Torah bechol lashon ne'emar. The whole Torah was given bechol lashon. Pirush bekol Torah shenatnal likrot bechol lashon shrotzel likrot b'sefer Torah. Any time you want to read the Sefer Torah, it means you can read it in any language. Tosfot has a question. V'kasher sheri kliyat haTorah ena ela mehaTorah ela medrabanan levad. Which is what are you talking about? The Torah was given to be read in the Sefer. To be read in the Sefer Bechol Lashon. So you tell me that means next week. That means what? You're telling me it's Sefer Torah? There's no need of Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is Midrabanan. The only Sefer Torah reading this Doraita is Parashat Zachor. So what does it mean the Torah was given to be read Bechol Lashon? When do you read the Sefer Torah? Sefer Torah is Midrabanan. So that's for Ezra the Eshtomar. ונראה דעה כפירושה כל קריאה שבתור כגון מצוות חליצה פרשת עגלה ערופה ודוי מעשר בקורים וכל אלו שונים בפרק הזאת המעניים בסוטה, which means there are certain times you must have a recitation of Peskiv in the Torah, for example in the parasha of חליצה, right? She has to come along and she has to say מעין יבמי, and then you read the parasha, you call them בית חלוץ הנעל, all those vidui bikurim, you have to make a confession, or vidui ma'aser, I'm sorry, you have to make a confession that you gave all your ma'asrod. You know, there's leshonot in the pesukim, the Torah tells us these pesukim over the Arami, over the Abi, over the Muslim. You have to make that whole recitation during the bikurim ceremony, in Sota also, you have to come along and say ve'at kisatit, etc. So therefore, all these recitations, not from a Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah is midrabanan, besides parashat Zachor, but the other recitations that are Torah readings can be done according to the shita of one of the shitot. So now comes the Gemara wants to know, how do you know tefillah na'amida? You cannot pray it out of order. There was a rabbi called Shimon Pakuli. She says, Pakuli, it means cotton. He used to sell Simit Giffen. So they called him Shimon Pakuli, Shimon the cotton merchant. His deer, Shimon HaAseh Berachot of the Rabban Gamliel, Ala Seder Beyavne. Shimon Pakuli, he put the Berachot of the Amidah in order. He put it in the proper order in front of the Rabban Gamliel, Ala Seder in Yavne. Tosfot says over here, his deer Shimon HaAseh Berachot of the Rabban that Shimon Pakuli made this order. Mikan, Kasha, Lemach, Berush, Hashim, Berachot, Kabe, Im Sa'ayot, En Naim Seder. The Gemara Berachot says the middle Berachot is really no order to them. The Pirish, Ti'im Ta'a Be'achat Min Berachot. If you forgot one of the middle Berachot, V'shacha Achat Mim Shesanik Lazor, Shomer Ota Berakash Shkar, B'mkom Shadiskar, V'gomet Tefillato. Then she says you just plug in the Berachot that you forgot where you are, and then you continue. V'kash Shadim Ken, Hu Omer Asura Asim Berachot L'mafraya. That comes out, you're saying the Amidah out of order. V'acha Hazir D'shona Pakoli Hitkin Otan Ala Seder. And over here we see Shimon HaPakuli, he made a certain seder, and that's the proof that we're saying that you're not allowed to do the Amidah out of order. So Hagadah Shin tells us in Masechet Berachot that if you messed up in one of the middle Berachot of the Amidah, so plug it in where you remember it and continue. You're saying it out of order. What it means, En Laim Seder, means like this. Which means like this. What it means, En Laim Seder, which means they're not connected to each other, the middle Berachot. In the sense that the first three Berachot, if a person makes a mistake in one of those Berachot, Kigon, he said, Ha'el HaKadosh, Ha'el HaSidi Mitushva, instead of saying, Ha'el HaKadosh. So now he has to go back, not to HaKadosh. It's one unit, he's got to go back to the beginning of the Amida. Now he's got to start from the beginning. Or let's say, Mashal, the end of the Amida, right, the last three Berakot, which is also considered one unit. And let's say, forgot Yahalev Yavo on the Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, he has to Chozer. So now we don't tell him, I go back to Ritzeh. No, you forgot Yahalev Yavo, you got to go back to the beginning. Or let's say, you forgot that you win Shim Shalom. And you forgot Yahalev, you remember you didn't say Yahalev Yavo. So you don't go back to Shalom and continue. You have to start back from beginning. You can't plug it in over there. You got to go back to the beginning. That's a unit on its own. Masha'en ken in the berachot of the imsayot, if a person, let's say, made a mistake, one of the berachot, he said out of order. Go back to that beracha and just continue from there, ala seder. But the point is, you don't have to now start from atachonin again. You don't have to say all of them in the proper order. You're able to not plug it in. Go back to what you forgot, and then continue from that standpoint. So that's a great machlokes that she and the Tosafot had to learn in Lahem Seder. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, the Amri La B'matnita Tanan. Some say from the Braita, there was 120 elders, and amongst that group, actually those are the members of the Anshei Knesset, Hagedolah, men of the Great Assembly, which is 120 members, Tiknu Shemona Esre Berachot Ala Seder. They established it Ala Seder. So what do you mean? Was it the men of the Great Assembly or Shemona Bakoli? So the Gemara explains that was really Shemona, the men of the Great Assembly, and they forgot the order, and Shemona Bakoli came back and reorganized and reestablished the Seder. Tanu Rabbanan, now the Gemara is going to discuss us the system of why each beracha finds itself in the Amidah where it is. Tarabaran, minay shomim avot. How do you know you start off the Amidah with the beracha of avot? Shere Emar, first pasuk in the mizmor of that teilim, avu l'Hashem b'nei elim. Give praise to God, b'nei elim. What is b'nei elim? She says, haskiru lefanav et elei ha'aretz, which means mention in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the strong ones of the land. Who are the strong ones of the land? They were the strong ones. They were also strong, not only spiritually, but physically also they were powerful. Who are those people? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So the first berakah, praise God through the avot. Those are the elei ha'aretz. Mention them. Next, uminayim shomim givurot. How do you know the next berakha is a tagibor? Putting the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shnei Emar, havu l'Hashem kavod va'oz. Va'oz mentioned the giburah, the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uminayim shomim kedushot. How do you know the third berakha is a takadosh? Shnei Emar, havu l'Hashem kavod shemo. Right? Praise God in His name. Hishtahavu l'Hashem be'hadrat kodesh. Mount to God in the hadrat kodesh, meaning on the glory of His kiddushah. So therefore you see you have to mention the inyan of the kiddushah. So that's the first three berachot. Now we're going to go to the fourth berachah, which is a tachon el adam da'at. Umar ra'ud omar bina ahar kiddushah. Now why did they decide to put bina, wisdom, after kiddushah, shnei emar, v'gdishu et kiddush Yaakov. Right, they'll praise the Holy One of Yaakov. That's Borei Olam. So they'll give praise to the God of Israel. Usmikla, and the next pasuk says, and the people that are wayward will gain understanding. So you see what? Next to Kedusha, Kedosh Yaakov, we see Bina. So based on that simichut in the pesukim, we put Atahonin and Damdat right next to Atakadosh. Umara Ulomar Teshuvah Har Bina. So why do they put the Berachav Hashibenu, which is Harosei B'Tshuvah? Why do they put that as the fifth Berachav next to Atahonin and Damdat? Tekhtiv, Ulbabo Yavin, his heart will become wise, Veshav. Right? And then he'll make Teshuvah. Verafalo, and then he will be healed. So you see what? You see, right after Bina comes Teshuvah. So Gemara says, Iyache lema refu'a batra Teshuvah. Well, if you're giving that pasuk, it says, Veshav, Verafa. So you should put Refa'enu. It's the sixth Beracha. Why do we put the sixth Beracha, Selach Lanu? If you're basically on that pasuk, Veshav, Verafalo. Verafalo. Therefore, it should be Refa'enu. So Gemara says, Lo Sarkadatach. I wouldn't think to do that. Dichtim. V'yeshuv el Hashem v'rachameu. Right, you're going to repent to God, and He'll have mercy on you. And He's going to forgive. So we see next to Teshuvah is Siddiqah, Well, now we have a dilemma. Because we have one pasuk that puts teshuvah followed by sidi'ah. We have one pasuk that puts teshuvah followed by refu'ah. So make up your mind. So the Gemara says, "Umay chazit the samachta." Who told you to rely on the pasuk that puts sidicha after teshuvah? Smoke, aha. Why don't you rely on the pasuk that puts rifa'enu after teshuvah? The Gemara says, "No, kitiv kraharina." We have a third pasuk that's going to resolve. Hasoleach lechol avonaichi, arofe lechol tagaluaichi, hagoel mishachat hayaichi. Which means the pasuk tells us over here has soleach. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is soleach lechol avonaichi, and then it comes along and says what? Harofe, that God heals lechol tachaluaichi, which means what? That refuah and geulah come after siliha. So therefore, you have to go in order. First teshuvah, then siliha, and then based on the pasuk is a soleach. That after siliha, you have what? Refuah and Geula. So at least we proved over here to this point that Siliha comes after Teshuvah. Right. Now we got to deal with we'll deal with the next Berachot in a moment. But at least we proved that Siliha has got to come before Refuah and Geula. Good. Now, Gemara says, Lememra de Geula Refuah, Batar Silihai. Well, are you telling me that both Geula and Refuah are after Siliha, or after Siliha? Back to the question. What are you doing with Veshav V'Rafalo? Bottom line, you have that pasuk, it's mashma that Refuah comes after Teshuvah. Gemara answers, I would love Refuah the Tahaluhimi. That Rafalo is not talking about Refuah from sickness. Ela Refuah the Slihai. Yeah, that Refuah is what? Refuah of God forgiving you. It's a spiritual healing. And then we have Veshav V'Rafalo. First you make Teshuvah, and then Siliha. How does this pasuk say siliha? V'rafalo, God will heal you, meaning spiritually heal you. That is considered siliha. Good. So now we have the first six berachot. Okay, we established already. We have siliha and right after teshuvah. So now the question is, umar ra'ud umar geula b'shevi'it. Why did they put in geula in the seventh? Because with the pasuk we just read, hasoleach lechol avonaichi, harofe lechol tahaluaichi. So the kahora, we have a soleach, I'm sorry, soleach lechol avonaichi, right, as I said that, hasoleach, first liha, then harofe lechol tahaluaichi, which means the seventh beracha should be refa'enu, based on that pasuk. Why do we put the seventh beracha? Geula. So Gemara says, umara olomar geula b'shevi'it. Look at that sheaf. Why don't you follow the order of the pasuk? Gemara says, "Amar Rava, mitoch she'atidim legal b'shevi'it." We have a tradition. The Geula is going to come in the 7th year. It's going to be a 7-year cycle, and the redemption is going to come in the 7th year. Lefika kevor b'shevi'it. So therefore, the 7th year cycle, we want to put Geula in the 7th year to match the year that the Geula is going to come. Gemara says, "Amar Mor b'shishit kolot." In the 6th year, there's going to be kolot, which is like, commotion, noise, action. And then, what does it say? B'shevi'it milhamot. In the 7th year, there's going to be wars. This is before the Mashiach. B'motzei shevi'it ben David ba. And at the end of the 7th year, ben David ba. So therefore, you see what? Geulah is not in the 7th year. Geulah is really in the 8th year. So when you tell me what to go in Israel in the 7th year, it's not in the 7th year, it's in the 8th year. Melchama name athalta de geulahi. Gemara says the war already is the beginning of the geulah. And therefore you can put it in the 7th. That's the geulah. Look at that she. Athalta de geulah. Now again, this 7-year cycle, the Gemara Sedadim tells us, the first year, there's going to be a famine. And then the second year, it's going to happen. It predicts you the 7-year cycle of what's going to happen before Mashiach comes. So now the Rashi says, Atchata de geulai, Vafagab dai geulah, lav geulah de galuti, ela shi yigalu min atzarot tabot alenu tamid. Which means, this geulah over here is talking about the geulah of tzarot. Because we have other berachot that talk about the exiles. We have, for example, the Kabbal Shofar, the Kabbalist Hamo Israel, that talks about the Jews coming out of exile. We have the Berachah Bonei Yerushalayim. This is a different item. This is Geulah. It's about Geulah from the Tzarot of Klai Yisrael. The Tzarot are going to come to an end. It's going to be a war. Ben David is going to come, and the Geulah of the Tzarot finish. And then we have the other.
Stage 1.
Right, that's stage 1. It starts during the 7th year at the time of the Milchama. Comes the Gemara and says, Umara Udomar Rifua Bashiminit. Now, why do we say Rifua Rifainu as the eighth Beracha? Amar Biaham, it took Shinatam Mila Bashiminit, Slicha Rifua, the Fika Kavua Bashiminit. Since the Brit Mila is on the eighth day, and therefore we put the Bechachav Rifainu in the eighth Beracha as if we're praying for the children that got the Brit Mila on the eighth day, they should have a good healing. Rifua Shilema, Umara Udomar Rechet Nashimit is Shait. Now, why do we put the ninth Beracha, the Amida Barech Alenu, which we pray for Panasa, right? Veten, Talmud, Talmud, Beracha, praying for rain, etc. Amar Bilaksandri, Keneged Mafki, Sha'arim. That's corresponding to those. Right, those price hikers, those guys that go in the marketplace and they raise the prices on the produce. Dichtiv, because it says in the pasuk Shevor Zeroa Rasha. David HaMelech prays that the strength of the Rasha should be broken. That, if you look at that chapter in Tehillim, it's referring to that those people that hike up the prices. It's talking about over there the people that steal from the aniim. So the Mefarshim you say, what do you mean steal from Daniim? You steal from the rich people, you don't steal from Daniim. No, it's talking about when they pay, they hike the prices on the food. The rich guy, he can afford it, he can pay the extra money. Who gets hurt when the prices on the food go high? That's the Daniim, you're stealing from the poor guy. And therefore, the David Melech prays that, what? Shevor Zerowar Asha, break those hands of the people. Now, what does that got to do with the ninth Beracha? Because the ninth chapter in Tehillim is this chapter. So since David in the ninth chapter of the Tehillim talks about the price hikers and all that, so we say Barech Alin, because if there's a Beracha, so then they can't raise the prices because it's a surplus. So therefore it's not going to happen. And the Gemara Berachot says, what do you mean? That's not the ninth chapter. That's really the eighth chapter. So the Gemara really says that the first two chapters are... Look at Rashi. Let's say it correctly. The Gemara says... Look at Rashi, please. Dibur Matan Shevo Sirova Rasha. Elu Hamiyakirin et Tevua. These are the people that hike up the prices on wheat. Umafkim et Ashar. Right, and they jack up the market. Umimai the Mafki Asharim Ketiv. How do we know this chapter is talking about those people that hike the prices? The Chivai Parashata Yerab Mistar Kariyeh. He hides like in an ambush, like a lion. Basuko Yerov Lachtof. I need to steal from thee. Poor man, does the poor man, does the robber ambush the poor man? If anybody, he ambushes the rich man. Right, which means the main people that they hurt is the poor people. David prayed for that situation. Break their strength. Once you give Beracha the word, they can't jack up the price because it's a surplus. And his plan will not come true. This guy that wanted to be in Rasha, when he's going to want to seek his Rasha by raising up the prices, he's not going to be able to. He's not going to be able to fulfill it. You're going to tell me if you look at the Tehillim, the 8th chapter, are two separate chapters. Therefore, it puts this chapter as the 9th chapter. So, 9 chapter, 9th Beracha. In the Amida, Umara Udomar Kibbus Galiot Nahabikat Hashanim. Why do we mention about the gathering of the exiles after the Beracha of Birkat Hashanim? Dichtiv, because it says Ve'atem Hare Yisrael. The Navi is talking about the mountains of Israel. Anfechem tetenu perechem tesu. You're going to start to blossom with your leaves, and you're going to start to produce fruit. La'ami Yisrael. Ki karebu labo. Because my time, you're coming soon to the land, which is right before the Jewish people are going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. The prophet predicts that there's going to be a berachan bounty in the land. So then we say Berchat Hashanim is preceded. And then what happens? You have kibbutz galuyot to become Bnei Israel. Ah, bechemet shel nikbesu galuyot. Once already the exiles have come back to Eretz Yisrael, nasa din b'reshaim. Now we can start judging. The Beit Din is reinstated. Now we can start judging the wicked people. Shneimar v'ashiva yadi alecha v'etzlof kibor sigai, which is now I can take out all the impurities from Klal Yisrael, like taking the impurities out of the metal. Uchtiv. Hashiva shofetai kebarishona. So that's the beracha of Hashiva shofetenu kebarishona v'yasenu kebatayla. Exactly. That she says v'chevad shelik besugaliot nasu din bereshaim. Kodesh shnitesmu b'Yerushalayim. Means before we get to Yerushalayim, shenemar v'asira kol bedilayich. All the impurities we're going to remove. Da'yedechen v'hashiva shofetai kebarishona. Right. The judges are going to sit again. V'yasai kebatayla. The advisors, like they said originally, kemo l'shavar. Like the pasuk. Right, Sion is going to be judged and redeemed in righteousness. Good. Now, once already we start judging all the Nishaim, so automatically all the Poshim are going to be destroyed. Rashi says, "Kalu aposhim she'enem aminim bedat Moshe she'aitam min hashamayim." All those non-believers in Torah min hashamayim. That's why we put the next beracha as what? Leminim lemalshinim al tidigva, because that talks about the death and destruction of the shayim. Rashi says, "Lachen samchu la berachat aposhim she'nemar ozbe Hashem elu aposhim." All the rebels and the Rishayim are going to be destroyed. Once you have Beit Din, so automatically all the rebels, all the people who don't believe in Torah Shema are going to be destroyed. The kolel zedim mehem, that's the intentional sinners, shnei emar, v'shevet poshim v'ataim yachdav. Now, v'chevan shekalu ha-poshim, now once the Rishayim are destroyed, who's elevated? Mitromem et kerin tzaddikim. So now already the tzaddikim, the power of the tzaddikim is elevated. Dichtiv v'chol kaneh reshaim agadeya teromam nakanot tzaddik. Which means when I break the power of the reshaim, whose power becomes escalated? Teromam nakanot tzaddik. The power of the tzaddik is elevated. Now v'kolel gireat tzedek im tzaddikim. Now in the berachah al tzaddikim al hasidim, we include the righteous converts. How do we know that we should include the righteous converts in the berachah al tzaddikim? Shneimar. In the Torah, where it talks about the zekin, they have to stand up for the old people. Right? What's the next pasuk? It talks about the convert. So we see the Torah juxtaposes the zekinim with the gerim. So in the berachah al tzaddikim, you also mentioned the Gerat Tzedek. Comes Gemara and says, "Ve'echa mitromim et kanam." Now, where does the power and the strength of the tzaddikim? Where does it become exalted? In which city? Yerushalayim. Shneimar she'alut shalom Yerushalayim yishlayu o'avayich. Those that love Hakadosh Baruch Hu, those are the tzaddikim. So where do they become elevated in Yerushalayim? That's why we say the berachah tishkom mitach Yerushalayim. Right after, "Ve'chivan shenibnit Yerushalayim." Once Jerusalem is built, David, then already David and Melech is able to come to the Midrash. Shneimar, Har Yashuvu Bnei Yisrael Bekshu Et Hashem Elohim V'David Malkam. Good, so that's that. That after they have Yerushalayim, David and Melech is going to be established as the king. V'chevan Shema David, once David and Melech comes, Bat Tefillah, it's going to be followed by prayer. That's Shema Tefillah. Shneimar. V'avitim al-har kodshi. Right? We're going to go to the God's mountain. That's Har-Bayit. V'simachtim bebet tefillati. Right? We're going to rejoice in the house of prayer. V'chevan Shema Tefillah. And once we get to the house of prayer, what's the korban that we bring? Bat Avodah. We bring korban. We bring the korbanot. The Beit HaMikdash. Shneimar. That's the Berachah B'Netzeh. Right? V'ashem Avodah B'Beteka. Shneimar. V'odotehem v'zibchehem l'ratzon ha-mizbe'i. We bring the korban. V'chevan Shemat Avodah. Once we start the service, what type of korban do we bring after that? Bat Todah. We bring korban Todah. That's the Tov Shechal Kanei Lodot. Shneimar. So Be'yach Todah Yechabed Anini. Which means the one that brings the Todah brings the respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let's do the bottom Tosafot on Yud Zayin Amud Bet. Says the ninth chapter of Tehillim talked about them be praying that the price hikers, God should destroy them, should they, 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 they're their will should not come to fruition. There should be a beracha in the produce, and they should not be able to rise up the hike up the prices. So that she was bothered. She said, "What do you mean? It's not the ninth perek. It's really the eighth perek." So she said, "No, in the second beracha, we learned the first." Each first chapter, and the second chapter, Lamed Geshu, is two chapters, therefore that puts this chapter as number nine. Comes the bottom of Tosfot, Pirush HaKutaraz, Ve'af Agat Adeka Ela Chet Mezmorim Adatam, Ashna Ish V'Lamed Geshu Goyim, Tarte Ninu, Ve'kashya, Adav Ferek Kamad Berakot Ami Dehada Parashai. So what are you talking about? Masich Berakot, it says, it's one parasha. U'masik Atam, Ve'kot Parashah Shaita Chalima LeDavid, Itchil Ba Ba'ashre, V'siyem Ba, באשרי, כגון זו שמתחלת באשרי האיש ומסיימת באשרי כל חוסי בו והיינו סוף דלמה רגישו אלמה דחד הפרשה היא. Which means we have a rule. The Gemara says any pasuk, any chapter that was special or endearing on David המלך, he opened it up with the words אשרי and he ended it with the words אשרי. So the first two chapters is really one chapter then. Because David המלך starts the chapter אשרי האיש, אשרי לא הלך. And the end of the second chapter is Ashrei Kol Chosevo. So he opened it with Ashrei, and he ended with it, implying that it's really one chapter. So we're back to the question: if it's one chapter, so I can tell me it's the ninth chapter. It's back to the eighth. So Tosfot says, "V'sarik lamad delam natzeh amut ve'lama Hashem tamot berachok tantininu." So Tosfot breaks up two different chapters, which means the Perek of Lamnaseach, Al-Mutlaber, and Lama Hashem Ta'amot Berachok, he puts that as two separate chapters, so that pushes up everything to make the Pasuk of Shevot Zerah Arasha as the ninth chapter in the Tehillim. Baruch Abba, Amen. Amen. Amen.